three-point shot for Bolton. And the rebound down to Devin Romans.
That's Sitka Daily Sentinel sports editor Craig Giamona calling the final seconds of Wednesday's Battle of the Bridge between the Sitka High Wolves and the Mount Edgecombe Braves. Sitka won the game by 3 points, 59-56. Mount Edgecombe had a last chance to tie the game with a three-point shot at the buzzer by junior Grant Akaron, but the ball failed to drop in, and Sitka senior Devin Romine covered the rebound as the clock ran out. The win boosted the Sitka Wolves' record to 19-3 overall and 11-1 in conference play, and assured them the top seed and a bye in the Region 5 tournament next Tuesday in Ketchikan. The Mount Edgecombe Braves fell to 13-8 for the season, 8-4 in conference play, though their record does not necessarily reflect the threat the Braves represent to the conference. The Braves led for most of Wednesday's game with strong inside play by their guard, junior Casey Green, who led all scorers with 20 points. Green and fellow junior Leo Ford, who scored 8, both consistently drove to the basket. Edgecombe's center, Jalen Prince, who on any other team might be point guard, was as dangerous from the field as he was under the basket. Prince scored 11 points along with his fellow senior Cody Sherman. Dominique Hall, at 6 points, rounded out Edgecombe's offense. The Braves' performance demonstrated that their win over the 4A Juneau Crimson Bears last week was no fluke. Sitka head coach Andy Lee called Edgecombe a worthy opponent and said he enjoyed the rivalry. At halftime, he tried to remind his Wolves, who were down by 6, of the fun of the preseason.
It's a single word, July. We believed in July. We went down and played at Seattle Pacific University and played a bunch of games down there, and we lost some and we won some, but we came away knowing that all of the work we've done since middle school would pay off in increments, maybe a minute here, a minute there. And the guys just stuck with the program, you know, and kids let you coach them. They give you the license to coach them. And so when Mick missed the dunk and I took him out, he was better when he came back, because when you can take out one of the best players in the state and he doesn't hang his head and he comes back in and hits a three the first time he touches the ball, they're letting you coach him.
Sitka's star forward Mick Petruski put up the first three-pointer of the game but went cold in the first half. He would eventually revive in the fourth period and galvanize the rest of the Wolves' offense and claim 16 points for the game. But Lee says the Wolves are not the kind of team that relies on a single standout.
You can take Mick away, and then Devin will hurt you. And tonight they took away Devin for a while, and Hunter Lee came through with some big baskets. And, you know, John De La Cruz has had 2 25-plus-point games, maybe didn't have 5 tonight. So it's our balance. It's Brian Way, you know, 16 years old, comes in, plays huge, you know, when we're in foul trouble and controls the backboard and isn't afraid to guard anybody, you know. And we have Kendrick Payton, who's capable of doing the same thing, 6'5", sophomores.
Brian Way sunk one basket in his 8 minutes on the court, both playing with and subbing for Bay Widmire, another senior forward who put up 14 points total. Hunter Lee scored 6 points in his last night playing at home in a Wolves uniform, and senior Devin Romine scored 17 points, 9 of them from the three-point line. The Battle of the Bridge is a fun rivalry, but neither Andy Lee or Braves coach Archie Young took too many chances or went too deep into their rosters for the last Sitka appearance by the teams. Only 7 Wolves had much court time, the Braves only 6. The regional tournament uses a double elimination format. Sitka and Edgecombe could expect to battle one more time in Ketchikan before heading to the Sullivan Arena in Anchorage in March. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.